New laws make California even more progressive. In recent weeks, California polished its reputation as a progressive state. It passed strict new gun and environmental laws. And it failed to pass a repeal of its 3-cent gas tax increase. Assembly Bill 1621 by Assemblyman Mike Gibson was signed into law June 30 by Governor Gavin Newsom. This is the Ghost Guns Bill, intended to make it more difficult to make guns not licensed by the state. In the Assembly summary, it redefines a firearm to include a precursor part. And it prohibits possessing or manufacturing a firearm precursor part without authorization. The California Rifle and Pistol Association said the bill tasks the Department of Justice with even more unnecessary time-consuming mandates. It is an unconstitutional restriction on lawful conduct. The group is planning lawsuits against this and other new state gun laws. The bill was one of 12 gun bills the legislature already passed this year, or is expected to pass, all likely to get Newsom signatures. The bills come after a spate of mass shootings across America. The worst was on May 24 at a school in Uvalde, Texas, in which 19 children and 2 adults were killed. The bills also come after the U.S. Supreme Court on June 23 affirmed a personal right to carry legal firearms in public. The case was New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, v. Bruin. But Newsom said in a July 1 statement, "From our schools to our parks to our homes, our kids deserve to be safe in California. We're making that a reality." As the Supreme Court rolls back important gun safety protections and states across the country treat gun violence as inevitable, California is doubling down on common-sense gun safety measures that save lives. The lives of our kids are at stake, and we're putting everything on the table to respond to this crisis. Senate Bill 54 is by State Senator Ben Allen and was signed by Newsom on June 30. It will require all plastic packaging in the state to be recyclable at the following rates: at least 30% in 2028, at least 40% in 2030, at least 65% in 2032. Our kids deserve a future free of plastic waste and all its dangerous impacts, everything from clogging our oceans to killing animals contaminating the air we breathe, the water we drink, and the food we eat, Newsom said in a statement. No more. California won't tolerate plastic waste that's filling our waterways and making it harder to breathe. We're holding polluters responsible and cutting plastics at the source. However, the added expense will be passed on to consumers who already suffered among the highest prices for goods in the nation even before the recent spate of inflation. One law not passed this year was Newsom's proposal to halt the gas hike of 3 cents a gallon that hit drivers on July 1. The increase stemmed from Senate Bill 1 passed in 2017 and signed into law by then-Gov. Jerry Brown. The new tax increase is on top of the existing 51-cent state gas tax, the highest in the nation. The higher 54-cent levy hit drivers just before the Independence Day holiday. Instead of cutting the gas tax, the legislature passed an inflation relief package that will send checks of from $200 to $1,050 to 23 million Californians. Finally, a gun bill Newsom signed last year, Assembly Bill 1621, went into effect on July 1. It's California's red flag gun control law. It lets peers, family members, coworkers, and employers ask a judge to seize guns from someone they suspect could be a threat to themselves or others. President Joe Biden, June 25, also signed Congress's gun bill that included funding for state red flag efforts. However, just last year, the U.S. Supreme Court, in a 9-0 decision, roundly rejected all red flag laws as violating both the Second Amendment right of the people to keep and bear arms and the Fourth Amendment right against unreasonable searches and seizures. The case was Coniglia v. Strom,